This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live and local, it's the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Yes, sir! Welcome back, Bay Area. 95.7 The Game. Hope you are dry, not in traffic. Actually, I hope you are in traffic so that you're listening to us. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. 2 hours in the books, one more to go. At the bottom of the hour, Matt Williamson, NFL ESPN scout, does a ton of great NFL work. We'll talk NFL football with him at 5:30, which means right now you can jump on in, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. The PenskeAutoSales.com text line is 95795, at 957TheGame on Twitter. We have a couple of polls up there for you, which we'll update here in a minute. Has the 2016-2017 season Dub Nation gone better than expected, as expected, or worse than expected? Also, which loss was more beneficial to the team? At the Cavs on Christmas or at home against the Grizzlies? At 95.7 The Game is where you can vote there. And follow us and tweet at us on Twitter. I'm at Zach Sports, Z-A-K Sports. He's at Triple D Guru, D-D-D-G-U-R-U. Guru, 2 hours flown by. One more to go, my man.
Right, but let me just tell you what's really on my mind.
What's that?
So I check where you're at in regard to followers.
You do?
You know, about 2 days a week.
We don't watch
and
that.
And here recently I've been gaining some good momentum, cutting into the lead, but I never told you.
I saw that.
And now, all of a sudden, you come back into the studio and you tell me, hey, you know, I shot up to 5,400.
Yeah.
Man, that's a whole lot in a short span of time. Like, I'm talking about within 40, 72 hours. I want an explanation.
The main reason why, and this is for all you Twitter people out there, if you want to get more followers, you have to get somebody that has a ton of followers to retweet your tweet. So I got the huge lead on you from the mother of Draymond Green.
Yeah.
She retweeted one of my tweets, Mary. And then I believe it was Jack London Square retweeted one of my tweets. And then that jumped me back up again.
So Which tweet was that? Do you know?
Well, that I'm going to be at FanFest on Saturday.
Oh, from noon to four, you know,
Jack London Square. Holla at your boy.
Are you Townie and
A's FanFest?
Tittle.
And Rick Tittle, yeah. So I think, I mean, that's the key to getting followers.
So no tricks, no app.
No. Those people that
feel a little ways.
Flag on the people that
you're
pay
not one of
for
them,
Twitter right. followers, no. And if I did that, I would tell you.
Because I
would
not. I feel better now.
I wouldn't. I mean, I would ask you that you not say it on air, but I would tell you that I did it. But no, I didn't do it.
I feel better.
888-957-9570. We're all over the place with the callers. We'll do all that, and then all over the place is perfect transition into Jambalaya. So we'll do that after the all over the place phone callers. Let's go to Nate in San Francisco. He wants to talk Raiders relocation. What's up, Nate?
Hey, what's up, guys? First of all, thanks for taking my phone call. I appreciate that.
You got it.
I wanted to say just a couple of things. I'll get it off quick. First off, if the Raiders do move, because nothing's a guarantee, I will be the first one in the Bay Area to scream, Viva Los Raiders, baby. Second of all, your previous caller talking about how the Browns...
Hang on, just to clarify, Nate, just to clarify, that means that you will support the Las Vegas Raiders.
I'll be the first one on my block with Las Vegas Raiders.
Hey, that's a real fan right there.
Okay, all right. All right, go ahead with the Browns.
Okay, as far as your caller was talking about the Browns, maybe he didn't know. But the reason that the Browns had to rebrand and call themselves the Ravens is because they were in breach of their lease agreement, and that's why they were able to keep it. So for all the fans in the Bay Area, the Raiders' name goes with Mark Davis if this happens. That's just the way that is.
Hmm.
Third of all, how this differs from Carson is the Raiders aren't competing with anyone for relocation. They're only competing against themselves. Fourth of all, to a lot of the Raiders fans, if they want to know why Oakland couldn't get a deal, My personal opinion is Libby Schaaf is still upset that Al Davis called her a cheerleader back in the day, and then Chris's son did the same thing. You've heard that story, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Thank you for the phone call, Nate. A lot of stuff there. And
I'm with that. If you're a real fan, you follow them to Timbuktu. You follow them to Venus.
Venus?
Throw the flag.
Flag on, yeah. Guru.
You follow them to Mars.
Okay.
It's not, you know, the players didn't decide to up and leave. It's bigger than them. But if you're a fan like I am and it's in your blood, wherever they go, you go.
So if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan and they go to Tampa Bay, Florida,
what time's the game?
You're a Tampa Bay Cowboys fan.
Yep.
Okay. I'm with you on that.
A lot of people saying teams, you think Oakland's going to lure a team back in here? If they go, that's football's good done.
Why? It's the Bay Area is a large market. Have you checked the numbers on?
Why are we? No, I got that. Then why are we in danger, the Bay Area?
Well, the economy's not great in Oakland. Well, it's Oakland. It's not the Bay Area. It's Oakland. The economy in San Francisco is smacking.
Ronnie Lott's not done.
All right. I hope not. Gene in Oakland. He also wants to talk about Raiders relocation. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great. What do you got?
My call again.
Yep.
Yeah, so I want to follow up on what I said earlier. First of all, I agree with Guru. It's not at all a done deal with the Raiders moving. If you take that $650 million that Adelson was going to put in out of the equation, trust me, the numbers come out the same. So if I'm Mr. Owner, one of my first questions has got to be, you know what, if the numbers are the same and Goldman Sachs is now providing the difference, whatever, an investment or a loan, however, you know, why in the world would you not build in Oakland versus Vegas? So here's what I think is going on. If I could just have a minute or two more, I really think this is kind of a smokescreen on Davis's part, and I expect that the owners are going to say, listen, we're not ready to grant you this permission to go to Vegas. Go back and look at this again till you have something really solid and a compelling reason to move a franchise to the 44th largest TV market versus the 6th. So I want to suggest quickly one thing that I don't think has been looked at carefully, because I think the Lott Group is going to be a similar problem for Mark Davis. Basically, they want too much control. He doesn't want to give them the control. He and the league are going to put in $500 million. Now, the city, they keep castigating the city for not doing its part. You know, between infrastructure improvements and land, it's like a $350 million investment. So it seems to me, with what they'll have available, they ought to be able to do something with what they got. They could do a major renovation, a major upgrade, and make it look state-of-the-art, satisfy all these owners. The only ones that really want or need this new stadium, the fans don't. And maybe we can keep the team.
Thank you for the phone call, Gene. Appreciate it.
Good stuff.
A lot of good points in there. And it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And I'm hoping that it won't make a lot of sense to the NFL owners, which is why I'm holding out hope that this is not a done deal. But a lot of people are saying it is a done deal. Hopefully it's not. It does not make sense to take somebody from that big of a market to that small of a market. But they've got the financing figured out.
Yeah, but they're not going to get the votes.
I hope not.
It's happened before.
I could see the owners loving the idea of having a team in Vegas, though.
I don't. And we'll find out what. God, March?
Let's go to Big Al in Palo Alto. What's up, Big Al?
Yeah, thanks, fellas, for taking the call. Been a L.A. Raider fan. That's where I grew up. The team moved. I still stayed a Raider fan, so I think they'll still keep their following. And I'll always be a Raider till I die. But I wanted to really throw out there, what do you guys think about the option of Santa Clara? I haven't heard that come up at all recently.
Yeah, I heard it a long time ago, and thank you for the phone call.
Mark's too
Big
proud
Al.
To do that.
I have heard that, but
he's
not going to
happen. Proud. No, they're rivals, damn it.
Raiders fans hate Niners fans.
And Davis don't want to share with the Niners.
I'm not going to put words into mouths, but I would say that many prominent figures that represent the Oakland Raiders do not like many prominent figures that represent the San Francisco 49ers. I can't see that ever happening. Now, had they done that from Jump Street?
Because there's two locker rooms over there.
Well, as you've seen the Giants and Jets share a stadium.
Yep.
That was predetermined before they built it.
They
that
could
was
all
built,
get along.
That was built for the Niners.
Raiders
You'd have to switch everything. And I mean, don't the Giants and the Jets have a feature where you can hit a button and it flips the color of the seats?
Oh, I have technology. I wouldn't put it past.
I'm pretty sure there's a button where there's blue seats when the Giants play and then green seats
I'm
when
sure.
the Jets play.
Wow.
My point being, they built that knowing that both teams were going to be there. If the Raiders just all of a sudden went there, it would be them as a visitor at the Niners Stadium.
But you do understand, at Levi's, they have another locker room.
Yeah, no,
so it wouldn't be a big, leave our stuff alone. You know, they would have their own digs.
Let's go to Chris in Berkeley. Bad location in Vegas, Chris?
Yeah, I lived in Vegas. Where they're proposing the stadium is in downtown where none of the locals go. Locals do not go down to the strip unless they have to. It's a horrible design, horrible place to put it.
Chris, you live in Berkeley now?
I do live in Berkeley now.
Okay, that's my favorite city. I was born and raised there. Let me give you this example. In San Francisco, where AT&T Park is, that area is exactly how you're describing the area in Vegas. AT&T was built. All of a sudden, you have businesses popping up. You have apartment complexes popping up. I'm assuming that the stadium would help in rejuvenating that area.
It won't, because it's basically where all the homeless live. And it's very violent down there.
Yeah, but it won't be after they have a stadium there, is what I'm saying.
No. It's a really bad area.
Okay.
The locals do not go there. They're going to lose profits from everybody going there. And there's no towns around that people are going to want to come in and go to a game unless you're driving from out of state to see the Raiders.
Yeah.
That's what they're relying on, is everybody coming in from out of state. And that won't happen because it's going to be a 3-day vacation every time you go down there.
Well, Chris, I guess we can agree to disagree on whether or not that would rejuvenate that area. But I'm with you completely, and thank you for the phone call. I'm with you completely in that it's not going to be well-suited for home field advantage. That's going to be as 50-50 as a bad team would be
move. What about if they announce that they move? We haven't even talked about this aspect. And you got 2 years to test your love.
Yeah.
You going out there? You buying season tickets?
No.
I would.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Let's go to Ricky in San Leandro. This is not Ricky of Ricky's in San Leandro. Is it Ricky?
No, it's not. Hey, guys, this is my take. Owners are greedy, right? Owners, you take Jerry Jones, he's pretty much on the top of the totem pole. You take Mark Davis, he's pretty much at the bottom. Well, you got middle guys, middle owners. If Davis is allowed to go to Vegas, and this is the reason why I believe a few of them is going to vote against it, that'll make him, boom, move up. Oh, he's got a team in Las Vegas. He'll jump above all those middle ground owners, and I believe they don't want to see that. You know, they want him to start, you know, like they did. You know, they don't want to see him rise above him out of jealousy. You know, Jerry Jones could care less, Kroenke could care less. They got money, but it's the middle owners that I believe are going to vote no, because if he moves to Vegas, boom, he's going to jump right in front of them on the in front of those middle ground owners on the totem pole. So that's what I think.
Hmm. All right, thank you, Ricky. Appreciate the phone call.
That's the PTI guy.
Are you sure? You say that about everybody.
No, I know the caller, Zach. That was him.
All right, text back in, Ricky in San Leandro. Are you the PTI guy?
Guru and Zach.
If you don't know what we're referring to, we have a drop. Probably not going to be able to look it up. Don't worry about it. But there's a drop of him saying, Guru and Zachariah, future PTI.
Well, that was him.
Kornheiser and Wilbon are getting long in the tooth. We should go apply. We'd have to move to Bristol,
but I
though,
like
right?
the white man can't jump.
Oh, you want to apply for that?
You can't jump.
It's true. I would be great at that, not being able to dunk and losing the prize money scene.
You.
Plus, I'd get Gloria.
Wow,
yeah, who would be the new Gloria? Can I take the same Gloria? Can we just leave her as the one person that's the same?
We'd cast Nicki Minaj.
Right.
She'd be the new Gloria.
All right, before we get to Jambalaya, let's go to Jonathan in San Jose. He wants to talk Dubs-Cavs rivalry. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I love your passion on this show. Wanted to ask, the Cavs basically have walked through the East, and basically I'm speaking probably a little bit more of LeBron, and I'm glad that the Warriors are pushing him, but do you think long-term his legacy is going to be one that he really had to work for it like Jordan did? Because Jordan always had somebody that kicked his butt. And I can't think of anybody that LeBron or the Cavs or even Miami have ever had. The Warriors are really that one team. Do you think it really is long-term his legacy is going to be that set up?
I mean, Jonathan, the Celtics kicked his butt several times. And thank you for the phone call.
Remember he walked off.
Yeah, took his jersey off, and then that's when he did the
LeBron,
the decision.
LeBron is going to go down as one of the greatest to ever play.
I've got him in my top.
He's in my top
five for sure.
Yeah, me too.
And depending on what happens here at the end of his career, he could be top three, right?
Yep.
Do we have Abe in Walnut Creek? Go ahead, Abe. What do you got on the Raiders?
Hey, how's it going, man?
We're great.
Listen. The Raiders, I think the Raiders, Mark Davis taking this team to Los Angeles, to Nevada is a big mistake. First of all, they're going to the desert, right? We already know about their market value, right? But this guy, his dad, it made the riches, okay? And that's why he's the owner, because of his dad, not because of his smarts. And he's probably, I think the rest of the owners probably got their riches because they're intelligent, smart businessmen. And I think they're going to pool their intelligence and suppress this move to Las Vegas because they know that it's a dumb move, number one, just a business move. In the NFL standpoint, it's not a good thing for the league.
Abe, I hope you're right, but just know that there are a lot of people. While I would agree that Mark Davis is not the most accomplished individual out of the owners, there are a lot of owners that inherited it from their parents. But go ahead.
Hopefully, the owners will... He will not get the 26 votes that he needs to get to Vegas. And I don't think it's going to happen. I just think the owners are going to press it and keep him here in the Bay Area. It's the best thing for the NFL is like a country, and each team is like a state. And for him to succeed would be a big mistake, my opinion.
I'm with you, and thank you for the phone call, Abe. I'm with you on all fronts. First of all, be assured, Mark Davis is not the only person to inherit his glory of owning an NFL team from his parents.
Yeah, isn't that what you try to do? Or are you going to try and do?
I think there's other reasons.
Your brother going to try to do? Yeah.
I mean, of course.
Hating.
Nobody would not do that. Let's go to Alan in San Francisco. Go ahead, Alan, before we get to Jambalaya.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. What do you got?
Hey, just to set the record straight, the new Raider Stadium will be built south of the Mandalay Bay off of Highway 5 and Russell Road. It is not going to be downtown where all the vagrants and the homeless are. So I don't know where that information came from, but you can look it up all over the internet. That's where the new stadium is going to be. It's not going to be in a slum.
Okay.
Secondly, there's no way that this thing is ever, ever going to happen. The league doesn't want it. They've been begging not to see it. They're not going to get the votes from the owners to move the Raiders down there. They're not going from market number 5 or 6 to market number 44. And the casinos aren't even behind it because the casino owners, the last thing they want to do is bring their whales in for a weekend only to send them 2 hours before a game to go down to the new stadium and then lose them for 3 hours plus another 2 coming back. Vegas casino owners don't make a lot of money when their whales are not in the casino. So there's a lot of fluff and a lot of rhetoric that's going on around this thing. I highly doubt it's going to happen because it doesn't have the overall support that Mark Davis like to think it has.
I hope you're right, Alan.
Great.
Thank you for the phone call.
Because that would take away from the people putting money and betting like that.
On that Sunday. Sunday's a big day to gamble. Not that I've been to Vegas and
they all are out
been
there.
A degenerate gambler
they
or anything, but I remember Sundays being a very big day.
M through S. Every day.
When I go to Vegas for a weekend, I used to do it. So I was the baby. Real quick backstory, not that anybody cares about it.
I do.
I was the baby of my older brother's group. He's 3.5 years older than me. And they always said, as soon as Zach turns 21, we're going to go to Vegas. So from the time I turned 21 until they all got married with kids and then they weren't able to go anymore, it was like 21 to 26, 5 years in a row probably, we went to Vegas. And I always made sure my flight left on Monday. because Sunday was my favorite day to gamble. And I have great gambling stories, blackjack, craps, gambling on sports. But Sunday was my favorite. I bet more on Sunday than I did any other day, and I didn't think about that. You're going to be taking out a lot of people that would be losing their money playing blackjack or craps or whatever else
money.
Because they're going to be at the Raider game.
It's not going to happen.
I hope that it does not, but I don't know if it will. All right, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Do we have the jambalaya music ready, Big Ben? It's cold outside. Nothing better than a very steaming hot bowl of jambalaya on a rainy day.
Yeah.
Also, don't touch a black man's radio.
Now, if you want to roll with me, then here's a chance to win 80 on the freeway.
Beach boy. Don't you ever touch a black man's radio, boy?
Dude, get your ass killed out here, man. I'm gonna show you real music.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go.
All right, Guru. This is where we go around the world of sports. We got a bunch of stuff to get to, but like I said, I'm keeping it all for my solo show tomorrow.
Wow.
Well, I mean, we had a lot of callers, man. We had a great show.
Look at you tucking. They call that tucking.
Yes, I am tucking it in the back pocket. So what I want to do, Guru, is ask you about the games that you saw last week. I know one in particular was a little bit harder hitting than most.
Want to start there?
But, yeah, we could do that. You had the Packers over the Cowboys.
The 13-3 Cowboys, the number one seed.
You had the Steelers over the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You had the Patriots over the Texans.
Who put up a little fight.
And you had the Falcons over the Seahawks. Let's start with the Cowboys game. Your thoughts?
That was going to start with Seattle.
Jason, you can do whatever you want.
No, Jason Garrett's not the coach to take Dallas to the next level.
Agree.
The team came out flat. Blame him. You spike a ball on a possession to go win the game.
What about the punt?
And you spike it.
What about the punt?
Oh, the punt. It was awful. He's in over his head.
Yeah.
He's had three chances back in the day, Zach, years past. Mm-hmm. When are you in? You win the division or you don't go to the playoffs? He's lost to every team in the NFC East.
He won one, right?
No, he didn't win one. He lost
that.
He
didn't beat Philly
at home? No, that's playoff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He didn't win the winner in. He had three opportunities. They
got
blew out each time. Okay, I'll leave that there.
Plus, when the Redskins got in at 7-9.
And all you Dak lovers, you don't get a half to get started in a playoff game.
He had a great game.
He didn't have a great first half. Okay. It was 21-3. You don't get a half to get ready.
You're right.
What does Sugar Free say? Stay ready, you don't got to get ready.
That's true.
Romo would have started that game. Dallas would be playing tomorrow. It's another story.
Okay.
Now, New England, Houston, I was shocked.
Let's just move on.
Okay, saw Tom Brady happy feet in the pocket early on in that
game. Houston's got the number one defense.
Yeah, but if they got the number last offense, and had they had an offense, so I'm saying Pittsburgh might have action tomorrow.
Really? And all right, get to that game. Pittsburgh over Kansas City.
Wow.
I like this. Just rapid-fire guru
Kelsey,
takes.
Kelsey, go sit down somewhere. It was a blatant hold on Harrison.
Yeah.
How's he still doing it? Good Lord, Harrison for Pittsburgh. I'm sure he's got some vitamins.
I put this out. Pittsburgh first team to win a game.
Go ahead. I saw you, Zach.
First team to win a playoff game.
Go ahead.
Scoring two or more less touchdowns than the other team. The previous times where that happened, the other team was 0-256.
Terrible. Terrible.
They won a game without scoring a touchdown. The
and I'm
Steelers.
Ready to say the Andy Reid, Alex Smith project.
They're going to get you exactly where they got you.
They may get Romo.
Finally, Falcons over Seattle. End of Seattle?
Oh, yeah. And when Richard Sherman came out talking about the coach and we better not run this play and is so comfortable saying it to the media, it's done.
Yeah.
What is their Legion of what?
Falling apart a little bit.
The Legion of Boom is done. It's dead.
Yeah.
And I predicted Carroll to go coach for the Rams. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Don't hold me to the feet to the
fire.
I
liked it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But other than that, well, great playoffs, and tomorrow it's going to be 12 against 12. Aaron Rodgers is destined to play Tom Brady.
Yep, no doubt. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. We'll get to your phone calls, plus our predictions for those games.
Did I go long?
In the final segment before the word. No, you did great. We were just up against it. We got a lot of callers, man. People are fired up. They missed us.
What?
It's been a while. It's been a while. That's a song, by the way.
Reunited.
And it feels so good. Let's talk more of that with Matt Williamson, fantastic NFL writer. He covers all that. We'll talk to him about local football, national football, all that good stuff.
This is Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, right. I'm ready for like some incense. in a massage. That's what I feel like is going on right now. I'm smelling incense, cinnamon incense.
He was the man.
You know this song?
I grew up on Lionel Richie.
Right. Should I wait for a drop here?
Body, fiesta. I got a room.
You were close.
Yeah, I was in there.
All right.
Sing now. Yeah.
Big Ben on the ones and twos here. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Coming up next, we end the show one way and one way only. That would be the wacky world of sports. The Word, before we take you to USF basketball here on 95.7 The Game. If you want to sneak in, we will get your phone calls. Abe in Walnut Creek, Raider Jim in Pleasanton. We will get to both of you before the wacky world of sports. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Guru, do not miss Warriors Wednesdays on 95.7 The Game, featuring Warriors President of Basketball Operations and General Manager Bob Myers at 1:30 p.m., brought to you by Porsche Walnut Creek, a 2016 Premier Porsche dealer, and Premier Kia of Newark, the go-to dealer for the greater Newark area. Let's welcome in our next guest, Matt Williamson, NFL, ESPN. Oh, we're working on him, so we'll get to him in a second. You want to talk about anything while we're efforting Matt Williamson?
Did Lionel Richie used to...
Is that a flag, or is that just we're efforting? Is it a flag? Yeah, that's a flag. Seems like a flag.
Not off to a good start.
No, it's all right. Jaime Garcia, he's got things to do, people to see. You know, he's working on it.
Lionel Richie used to take L's from the misses.
What does that mean?
She used to put hands on him.
So Lionel Richie was the reverse recipient of domestic violence?
Ugly.
Who was the lady?
The few of
them. Oh. Yeah. You got beat up multiple times by
Google
women?
Google it.
You got to Google it. I miss Trent already.
Man, you and that computer, you're back. You are fully back. Tomorrow, your four-hour solo show.
Oh, yeah. I'll be dialed in.
3 hours. Is it three or four?
Three, I believe.
Yeah,
according to Big Ben. I don't even know.
You do know.
No, four to seven.
Your Twitter surge is really bothering me.
I don't know how that happened, man.
Dude, I just looked at it.
I'm telling you.
Driving, but my kids are like, why are you smiling inside? I'm like, you don't understand, but I'm getting there.
You get the retweet
and
service from a popular
Jack
person.
Jack London retweeted it, huh?
Jack London and Draymond Green's mom. Shout out to both of them. from the 650, Guru dropping a sugar-free reference. Gotta love that.
I got game.
If you stay ready... You don't have to get ready. Matt Williamson, NFL ESPN scout, now with today's Pigskin and The Score. Check out many podcasts, Dynasty Blueprint, No Relation, Breaking the Plane, Locked On NFL, on Twitter, at Williamson NFL. Matt, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Let's start, shall we, with the Niners GM and head coaching search. Do you give them love for being patient and making sure they get the right guy? Or are you looking at this going, maybe this is not a very desirable job?
Both. I mean, if they end up landing Shanahan, which it sounds like is a really good possibility, I think that's an excellent hire, and he's done a tremendous job. And, I mean, you go back and look what he did with Cleveland's offense. But I also think it's one of the least desirable jobs in the league, and ownership hasn't helped itself by going through head coaches like water the last couple of years.
Matt, my guy and I were going back and forth about the situation in Dallas, and I know they got a number one seed, 13 wins. Dak Prescott was phenomenal, but I stopped there. I think Dak did a good job for a rookie, but I think Dallas would be playing tomorrow. It's going to sound crazy if they would have had the guts to start Romo. Where do you come off on what you saw, and are you shocked that Dallas is not playing?
No, I mean, Green Bay's a handful right now. That game didn't go well for them right off the bat. I thought they should have stuck with Elliott more. You know, I thought that was working, especially against those nickel and dime sets or the sub-package defenses they were seeing. Romo's a great quarterback. I mean, I think Dak is the real deal. I certainly don't think he deserves credit for the loss. Maybe they'd have been still playing if Romo's in there. I do think that's kind of been the overlooked thing of this entire story is there's still a very good chance that Romo's better than Dak right this second. But overall, I mean, highly successful season for the Cowboys. They should be super excited going forward.
Now, when you look at the situation here in Oakland, we all know it was tragic with Derek Carr and how that ended. I mean, they had high aspirations. They were getting there. But they made a change with their coordinator on the offensive side of the ball. Caught them off guard. Do you feel like they made the right decision with the offensive coordinator being replaced in Musgrave?
I mean, if there was a character issue or personality conflicts, then okay. But from what I saw on tape and watching this team and how they've developed and how they've brought talent along, I thought he did a whale of a job. I mean, I thought, you know, that as games went on, I thought they made good adjustments to come back and figure out how to win games late, you know, and how to attack defenses as the games progressed. That one shocked me. Unless there's more to the story, I don't quite understand it.
Matt Williamson, fantastic football coverer, also NFL former ESPN scout. Now he does a bunch of podcasts. Check him out at Williamson NFL. Zach Ryan, the Guru, here on 95.7 The Game. Matt, when it comes to the games tomorrow, how are you looking at it? Are you siding with the better team in the Falcons or the better quarterback in Aaron Rodgers? And also, the Patriots didn't seem to have the hardest schedule going into this game, and the Steelers are coming in with arguably the three best players on the field with the three Bs. How are you looking at the two games tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm super excited for both, to be very honest. And I think they're going to be highly competitive. I think it's going to be worth the price of admission, and we'll end up with a good Super Bowl no matter what happens. I really have a tough time picking both, and I'm not avoiding the question at all. I mean, when it came down to it, I took the Falcons 41-38, in which obviously I think is going to be just a ton of points. But it breaks my heart, and it's hard to actually come out of my mouth to pick against Rodgers. You know, like last week, if I would have been on, you'd ask me about Packers, Cowboys, I would have said, I'm not picking the Cowboys, but I'm picking Aaron Rodgers. You know, I just don't know how you bet against the guy right now. But I also think that these Devontae Adams and Nelson and Morgan Burnett, all these injuries might just be enough to derail what's the league's best player right now. I also think Pittsburgh, New England is going to be really, really close. And I took the Patriots 21-20. And I think it comes down to which team makes the fewer mistakes in that one. You know, that I don't expect – I think every first down and blade of grass is going to be a battle, and I think teams will adjust throughout. And I just trust Brady a lot more than I trust Ben, especially in New England.
Matt, when you – if I had a dollar for every time I hear – quarterback is the most important position in the NFL, I'd be a rich man. And I'm just saying, I'm looking at the final four teams, and there's not one team with what I would call or define a great defense. Is that just a sign of the times that, you know, if you're blessed on the offensive end, you got a quarterback, the defense is that?
To be honest with you, I think the story, like you said, is we have probably the three best quarterbacks in the league right now. Three guys that are going to the Hall of Fame. You know, Matt Ryan might win the MVP. You know, Rodgers is the best player on the planet, and Brady's right behind him. And absolutely, they have a ton to do with these teams' success. But I think what's even more important is, and your Raiders know this, that, and same with Dallas you brought up, if you include those two teams, they might be the six best offensive lines in the league. And the way the Steelers are playing, they're at the top of the list. You know, Tennessee might be in that conversation, but I think the thing that I've taken away from these team successes and who's there now is there's a massive shortage of offensive linemen right now in the NFL, and a lot of it's because, you know, they come to the league from spread systems, and they're not close to being ready. It's not the olden days where you draft a guy from Michigan and he could run block for you. You know that. So the teams that have the O lines really are the haves to me, and there's another 20 teams out there that need a lot of O-line help. And I think this off-season draft free agency, you're going to see draft picks and, you know, free agents-to-be getting wildly overpaid on the offensive line to try to keep up with Pittsburgh, Dallas, Oakland, you know, Green Bay. I mean, these are the best lines in the league.
Yeah, it never ceases to amaze me that we can send somebody to the moon, we can do all this crazy stuff with technology, but we can't come up with however many, you know, talented offensive linemen as a human race out here in America, or hell, we're going outside of America now. How can we not come up with a great offensive line for all 32 teams?
I think there's a lot of reasons right now. First of all, I think those guys that they have to block are harder to block than any point in history. You know, I mean, there's unbelievable defensive line talent in the league right now. And I think if you're a 6'5", 300-pound athlete, you look at it and say,
I can make more money playing defense, you know? And so I think colleges are putting their best big men athlete on the defensive lines. I mean, just look at Alabama. I mean, they go eight deep or whatever with defensive linemen, and they're all coming all shapes and sizes. And the other thing that I mentioned, too, is I really think there's less continuity now than ever. You know, there's a lot more free agency and teams moving. And but the whole key is you draft a guy like Robinson that the Rams took for second overall, or Jason Smith out of Baylor was a super high pick. And these guys have never pass blocked in their life, you know, out of a three-point stance. And, you know, they used to teach them the run game. I just think they come to the league far less prepared because there's so much spread at the college level that offensive line is becoming absolute premium position, and they're a huge shortage right now.
Well, I'm going to raise my kid to be a kicker. Matt Williamson, NFL, ESPN, NFL ESPN scout. No, kicker's a little bit more glorious. You get to be like Vinatieri, you know, kick some Super Bowl game winners and jump around. Hopefully not tear your ACL like Grammatica. NFL ESPN scout. Check them out. Today's Pinskin and The Score. Many podcasts, Dynasty Blueprint, No Relation, Breaking the Plane, Locked On NFL, on Twitter, at Williamson NFL. Always appreciate the time, Matt. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's been fun. Enjoy the games.
There you go. Matt Williamson. Great stuff from him, Guru.
Yeah, you laughed at my question.
What?
When I went, there's not any great defenses in the Final Four.
Totally
just
agree.
Just think about it. The Raiders could be right here, and nobody would be shocked.
It was not the question. It was the way that you ended it. And right. I think if we were to replay it, you would hear the pause from Matt in which he had no idea what to say.
Right.
Because you went, oh, he's like, is he done? Did he have a heart attack right there? Wow. What happened there? 888-957-9570 if you want to squeak in. Otherwise, it's the wacky world of sports. It's the word. It's how we end every show. All of that before USF Dons basketball.
This is Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Wes better watch out. Big Ben coming back with the Wes love.
All due respect to Big Ben. Wes brings the heat.
So does Big Ben.
Don't make me bust you out on what you said before the show when you found out it was Ben and not Wes.
I said we're going to have a great show.
Yeah, you said
music's
going to be at the what?
Big Ben.
Yeah. Flag on Jamie, Guru for
Jamie
lying.
Will tell Let me Big add ben that over here. Happening.
Let me add that That's here.
Fire.
Throw a flag, please, Big Ben.
No, he told him right away.
Jamie, you're there as my witness. You were there as my witness. You heard what he said. It wasn't bad talk on you. He just said,
yeah,
you know, the music's going to take
it. Yeah.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah 95.7, The Game. Coming up at 6 o'clock, we have your coverage, USF Dons basketball, locked and loaded. That will start at the top of the hour. I will be back tomorrow from 4 to 7, 3 hours solo dolo as my partner abandons me to do daddy duty. His son is an up-and-coming prospect.
Oh, stop. He's got a game.
Can he play for the Warriors or the – what's the –
No, we're hoping the Warriors.
No, the off-season team. The Rebels or the Warriors or what's the name of that team that LeBron used to play? The Soldiers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's playing with them.
Okay. You act like that's not a big deal.
No, it's some young, good talent.
All right. Allow me this time to
give
thanks to Big Ben, the man on the ones and twos, Jaime Garcia. He produced the show. Thank you to you, gentlemen. Again, I'll be back tomorrow, 4 to 7, solo dolo. Keep me company. That will be after the NFC Championship game and during the AFC Championship game, but keep me company tomorrow from 4 to 7. On Twitter, you can follow us. He's at Triple D Guru.
It's out of control.
DDDGURU. I'm at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. The polls that we put up. Let's give you the updates on that. Dub Nation, how has the 2016-2017 season gone so far? Over 300 votes, Guru, 62% say as expected. 29% say better than expected. 9% say worse than expected.
I'm at better than expected, so it's 30% now.
Okay. I would have went as expected, so that's 63%.
No, I didn't expect this.
No? All right. Dub Nation, which loss was more beneficial to the team? Over 200 votes on that, and you win this one, Guru. 56% of the people say the Grizzlies' loss was more beneficial. I said the Cavs was more beneficial.
Drama.
That was only 44%. Let's update the flags before we get to the word. Are we ready for the word back there? The flag count, we have Ben with three. Three flags on
wow,
Ben? What the hell did Ben do?
Ben have an off night.
Really? I don't remember one of Ben's flags.
Look at you.
We have three on Guru. We have two on Jaime Garcia.
And the most important one.
One on me.
Oh, good God.
And then we have one on the show, and they know who they are, the show stealing our flag sound. Because you weren't doing the flag sounder, and then all of a sudden, we were doing the flag sounder.
You called me a name about that.
Yeah, flag on them again. Couple flags on them. Yeah, don't be taking our flag sounder.
What about the name you called me?
Well, you were on the show that stole the flag sounder and didn't say anything about it.
Cody likes football.
And I was sitting there waiting for you to say something about the fact that our flag sounder was taken.
Are you kidding me?
And you just sat there and just rolled around with it. Like,
let's stop the
show.
This
is great. Yeah, keep throwing flags.
Flags are universal.
Get me to the word, please. Put me in a better mood, Big Ben. Get me to the word.
Yo, 1-2-1-2. I did this. I created this. Time for the word.
What's up, man? You know why I'm here.
Be myself personally.
Nice. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Just so I won't get fined, boss. You can survive in Oakland. Yeah. You can survive anywhere.
I watch the cat.
Shout out Oakland, California.
Shout out Oakland, California.
Tell Ben is going to be in the...
Hell yeah. Yeah.
All right, help me out with this. By the way, way too many hell yes from Guru. All right?
I like it.
Sufficient. The Cowboys seem to have gotten over that playoff loss at home against Green Bay rather quickly. You saw Ezekiel Elliott with his shirt off in Vegas on stage. And now I'm learning that Damian Wilson of the Cowboys is going to be spending his offseason trying to pop at, as the kids would say, Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, those are hormones. I love him for that. He's going to shoot his shot, as the kids say.
Oh.
Shoot his shot, as Robert said.
That sounds like something else.
Hey, she's coming up the ranks. The young Kylie, Kim better watch out.
How much work has she got done?
Who cares? How much is Kim, Nikki, and Kim, and all of them?
All right. You think they all have work done?
Have you had any work? Let me see.
Me?
Nah.
I wish.
What would you get done?
I don't have enough money. Man, I'm pretty flawless. Here's what I don't have. I don't have a butt, and apparently girls like butts. I didn't know girls cared about butts, but girls do care about butts.
Bubble butts.
Yeah, so I'd probably get a bubble butt. If I had to do one piece of work on my body, I'd probably go bubble butt. Let's move on, shall we? The Colts fire GM Ryan Grigson.
I saw that.
Did anybody inherit a better situation and do a worse job with it?
The answer to that, sir, is no.
Is Peyton Manning?
Nah, I think he said he's not doing it.
Did he come out and say that? Last I had heard, he flew to Indianapolis to meet with...
My sources said it wasn't going to be him.
Well, your sources are better than mine. We all know that. Did you know that you can buy two of Mayweather's Bugattis for just $9 million?
That's why this world it's why what we're going through is happening. Because of incredible story. I'm not hating on Money May. How much, Zach?
Two for nine.
It's not McDonald's. It's not Jack in the Box.
He would make $1.5 million more than what he paid for it. But you're buying it because Mayweather earned it. Remember that Seinfeld episode where he thought John Voight was the previous owner of the car that he bought? Anyways, that's a Seinfeld episode. So.
No, I know which one, but real quick. Give Money Mayweather credit for not blowing his money, Zach. He didn't blow it. He kept it. He reminds you every time that he kept it. I'm rich.
Dwayne Wade tweets an apology to Bulls fans after an embarrassing loss to the Hawks. Here is the tweet. Quote, that performance was, in all caps, awful. I apologize to all of the Chicago fans and Wade fans. Would you ever apologize after a bad loss?
No.
No?
What's he got to apologize for? Father Time's catching up to D-Wade. I don't got to tell you that.
Johnny Manziel responds on Twitter about being a bad influence on Joel Embiid. Quote, little do you know, we hung out all summer. Sorry to burst your bubble.
Joel, I'm not mad at Joe. Who did he try to make a pass at? Rihanna. She said
they
didn't
confirm Rihanna. They didn't confirm Rihanna. But that was supposed to be who they thought it was. Chris Bosh, have you been following this bizarre story? He's got a weird blood
condition. Serious. It ain't weird. It's serious.
He's supposed to be cut, and the Bulls are already making plans to sign him. Would you sign him after what he's got
going
on?
He's a grown man. If he wants to make that decision and risk
it. But if you were a team, would you do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I got the clearance.
LeBron James called Greg Popovich the greatest coach in the history of the NBA.
That's because he said that about Phil already.
Exactly.
And
taking a shot at Phil there.
Phil. Come on, Bron.
He might be coming back.
Player.
He might be coming back for Team USA because Phil would be the coach. And not that he hates on Coach K, but because Phil would be the, Popovich would be the coach, he's considering it, quote, it factors in a lot. that Popovich would be the coach. I've said that before. He's just a great mastermind of the game of basketball.
Bron has a lot of miles on him.
Okay.
Sit this one out, Bron. Team will be all right.
Yeah.
Like a joke.
They're not
like
losing.
Cypress Hill.
Did you see this, Guru? Great heartwarming story. A high school student with cerebral palsy given a chance to play basketball in a game.
Anytime I see or read stories like this, I'm all for it. And whoever, who put it on? Class act.
It was in, I'm trying to find the state.
I forget.
Right
was
now.
It,
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. Yeah, I can't find it. But great story nonetheless.
That might be a late flag.
All right, Guru.
I love you, baby.
On me? You didn't have it. Flag on both of us.
You brought the story out.
You didn't have it, though.
I didn't break the story.
You
I would
pretended
have
like you knew what it was. All right. When are you back on? This
Tuesday.
Week. Tuesday?
Yeah.
Townie and
Guru?
I'll
see you next Saturday.
And I'll be back manana, 4 to 7, solo dolo. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay dry. Stay out of traffic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.